This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A peek into the secretive world of Swiss bank accounts. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safoin for David Brancaccio. A whistleblower has leaked the details of thousands of Credit Suisse bank accounts dating from the 1940s to the 2010s. The New York Times, The Guardian, and other news outlets say the bank held billions of dollars for the likes of drug dealers, human traffickers, and other lawbreakers. Here's the BBC's Ben King.
The New York Times reports that the bank held millions of dollars for heads of state, businessmen subject to sanctions, and alleged human rights abusers from across the world, including Venezuela, Egypt, and Jordan. The report says it continued to do business with some individuals even after bank officials raised doubts. Switzerland has a long tradition of banking secrecy, which has allowed corrupt politicians and businessmen to hide money there. Credit Suisse said the allegations were selective, historical, and taken out of context. It said it was deeply aware of its responsibility to uphold the highest standards and called the allegations part of a concerted attempt to discredit it and Swiss banking in general. It says it has recently taken significant additional measures to combat financial crime.
That's Ben King with our editorial partner, the BBC. The new federal infrastructure law is investing more than $1 trillion into everything from highways to broadband access. Much of that money will flow to local governments as grants, and that may be a barrier, Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Applying for a government grant can be cumbersome. Patty Hernandez with Headwaters Economics says that keeps some rural governments from going after funding.
Communities don't have access to resources because they currently lack resources.
Like grant writers and project managers. Headwaters has identified counties with the least capacity to get federal infrastructure funding, including many in the Midwest and Gulf Coast. Still, Veronica Womack with the Rural Studies Institute at Georgia College is optimistic.
Everything that's being proposed,
broadband expansion, climate change resilience,
we have a need for.
Womack says rural communities need extra outreach and technical assistance.
So that if by day I'm a beautician and in the evenings I'm mayor, I have the information that I need in order to carry things out.
If those communities aren't left behind, Womack says the funding could be transformative. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are closed for President's Day. Overseas indexes are searching for direction amid Russia and Ukraine tensions. The FTSE in London is essentially flat. The CAC 40 in Paris is down about 1%. The DAX in Germany is down 0.5%. The average Social Security check right now is right around $1,500, not exactly enough to live on for most people. So what can you do to increase that amount when you retire, short of getting a job that pays a really high salary while you're still working? Well, there is one thing. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here with more on that. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So that one thing is?
Delay filing for Social Security. So Social Security is the financial foundation of retirement in the U.S., and the earliest you can file for retirement benefits is age 62. The latest, age 70, and you're rewarded for each year that you wait. So the benefit is about 75-76% higher if you file at age 70 compared to age 62.
But Chris, I hesitate to ask this. How many people actually are waiting to file until they're 70?
It's a very small percentage. The most popular age for filing is age 62. According to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, 34% of women, 31% of men who claimed retired worker benefits in 2019 were 62 years old. That said, the longer-term trend has been toward people filing a little bit later, but still, 62, most popular age.
Hmm. And do we have any idea why most people are filing sooner rather than later?
Well, the answer that I always get when I mention filing later is people say, look, I paid into the system all these years. What if I die early? I want to at least get some of this benefit. But here's the thing. You know, Social Security pays an inflation-adjusted benefit for life. You can outlive your savings, but you can't outlive Social Security. And this is particularly important for women who tend to live longer on average, but they also tend, on average, to earn less during their careers. So these higher returns to waiting is why more and more experts are saying, look, earn a part-time income so that you can delay filing for Social Security in retirement, or draw on your retirement savings first. The gains to waiting are that good.
Hmm. Claiming early, though, is the right choice for some people?
Absolutely. And this is really important. Look, the ability to file early is part of this social safety net. So a big reason to file early? Bad health. People may have to quit their job because they have to take care of their aging parents. So the core of this when to claim is not, you know, this is the right year to do it. It's about how do you frame the discussion so that people can make a smart choice.
But you know, Chris, there is one other complication here. We've heard over and over again that Social Security doesn't even have enough money, right? The trust funds are projected to be depleted by 2034. So wouldn't it be reasonable to take what you can now because it may not be there later?
You know, when you look at, say, Pew Research polling over the years, a majority of people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they like Social Security. And the funding deficit, it's really easy to fix in economic terms. For example, just raise the payroll tax. The politics, and just what I just said, the politics are difficult. My guess, and this is the best judgment of a lot of Social Security experts, considering how critical Social Security is to financial security in old age, Congress will restore the system's financial health, probably at the last moment.
Well, I guess we'll find out fairly soon. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.